Hello and welcome to the Rooted in the Really Real podcast. Get ready to go on a journey of knowledge, growth, healing, and prayer rooted in our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you so much for joining us today. Now let's dive in.
During this octave of Easter, I always find it curious, right, how in God's providence, He gives us these little references to the things that he foreshadows in time and history. So Peter and John are going up to the temple at the 3 o'clock hour of prayer, right? The hour of mercy, the hour in which Christ dies on the cross. His crucifixion begins at noon and he dies at approximately 3 o'clock. And it is at this time of mercy that Peter and John are walking and they see this man who is crippled. They see this man who has no one to assist him, and he asks for alms, and Peter, looking at him with this profound compassion, this profound love for this individual, right, he acknowledges that he has nothing to give him of his own power but what God himself has given him. And he says, in the name of Jesus, be well. The power of God's mercy it comes about through Jesus, right? When we hear the prayer for the Divine Mercy Chaplet, it's like, Eternal Father, I offer to you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your beloved Son, Jesus. Right? It's in the name of Jesus that we all these beautiful acts of God's mercy come about, that he wants everything done to us through his Son. Right? It's through his Son that all glory and praise is given to the Father. And it's through Jesus that this mercy is offered to this man. It's through Jesus that all miracles come about in the power of the Holy Spirit. I remember one time I was praying over this woman, and I just asked that in the name of Jesus that her deafness would be healed and that it would happen through the power of the Eucharist that she had received. Nothing happened. Except the next day I get a phone call, or the Monday I get a phone call from the deacon at the parish, and he says to me, Father, do you remember the deaf woman who you prayed for? And I said, I do. And he said, well, today at Mass, she was crying during Mass, and afterwards I went up to her and I asked her what would happen, and she said it was the first time in 5 years that she actually heard the Mass and wasn't just reading the lips of the priest. And he goes, Father, like, she had no hope of that ever happening again. He goes, well, what did you do when you prayed with her? I just said, we asked just for Jesus. We just asked Jesus to do this for her. That if it was in the mercy of God, that this healing would take place. It wasn't something that was extraordinary. It wasn't something that I was trying to work up into a frenzy. No, it was simply in the name and the power of Jesus that this woman was healed. I've seen this happen multiple times in my priesthood through the exercise of the sacraments, especially confession and anointing. But there have been those beautiful moments where someone will just say, Father, would you pray? And you don't know necessarily what's there. But you just ask the Holy Spirit for whatever the words are, and you ask it all in the name of Jesus, that these things would come about, that the mercy that God has that goes beyond what necessarily any of us deserve, right? None of us deserve to be healed, right, in this life. It's not something that we deserve. It's a gift of the Father's love for us that he pours into us and that he desires. And he desires us to have faith in the name of his Son. And so the very first story, right, that we hear in the Acts of the Apostles is this story of Peter and John healing a man in the name of his Son. Because it gives witness to the power of God. It gives witness to the fact that Jesus is the one who is bringing about the freedom and the redemption of Israel, right? Because what is it? This is a man who is now isolated from the community because of his illness. It's a man who is no longer seen as part of the community. At the time, the belief was you suffered because of the sins of your parents or because of your own sins. And so what happens with Peter and John is, as he calls out in the name of Jesus, be healed, he is saying that it's through the power of Jesus that sin is overcome, that the separation that we experience is destroyed, and that we are brought back into community, all through the power of Jesus in the name of Jesus and the Holy Spirit. And so the beauty is, right, as we prepare for Divine Mercy Sunday, right, we're constantly in this week being reminded of how the power of God's love for us, His creation, is being poured out through the name of Jesus. Which is why we bring to the Lord all of these people that we love who are in need of God's prayer through the name and in the name of Jesus. And to have confidence that if it be there for their good and that their hearts are receptive, that God will work miracles. He will work miracles in our lives and the lives of all those around us. Just as a quick aside to that, we in the pilgrimage that we went to Fatima and to Lourdes a couple years ago, people brought many intentions, especially for people who were sick because we were going to Lourdes. And one of the beautiful stories was that there was a person who was struggling with an illness. And while they were at Lourdes, we received a phone call or just shortly after that the person was healed, that there was actually nothing wrong. And you're like, well, that doesn't happen, but it does. And so let us ask for that gift of faith. Faith in the name of Jesus, faith in the power of Jesus' name, faith that He is truly God, risen from the dead, who desires to work these miracles in our own lives for our sake and for those around us, that they might truly believe in the Father.
Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode. We invite you to subscribe to this podcast and share it with a friend. You can also follow our Facebook page, Rooted in the Really Real Podcast, and Ashley Poltorek on Instagram for episode information and more. God bless.